Today, it's one day of voting, and the queues have been long in different parts of the country. The process has gone peaceful, not that many and significant administrative hiccups reported, only perhaps because of the mobility of the population between different localities, that we have had reports of maybe two or three polling stations running out of ballot papers, but that was attended to. So I think by this evening that process would be completed, and then the TTR's process of counting would immediately start, and I think by afternoon tomorrow we would be getting some clear direction of how the process has gone.
How do you describe the people who voted today? Were they many from what you're hearing?
Yes, queues are long. Even in my own case, I spent close to 10 hours just waiting to vote. There were many, but they were patient. And what we also witnessed that it has been an orderly process.
Namibia may have the first woman president. Should that be the case, how crucial is that to the country?
Yes, it would be crucial in the sense that it's the first time. It's crucial in the sense that as of the current demographic reality, there are more women voters compared to men. And that has been the trend over the years. And in the last 34 years of independence, we have not come this close. She's not the first women presidential candidate. But I think this time the women candidates stand a good chance. That's why it's significant.
Namibia is 85% black. How is the racial element playing in this election?
Yes, if you look at the presidential candidate, almost all of them are racially, one can classify them black, except with one candidate who can be classified white. But I think what we will witness, there will be cross-racial voting in the sense that the white candidate would expect to attain a number of white votes. And similarly, there are also quite a number of candidates that can be classified as being black who can expect to gain significant votes across the racial divide.